Today is Monday, November 29th. What you need to know about a new variant of COVID-19, from what it's called and where it's spread so far, to the details of a new U.S. travel ban because of it. Also, we'll update you about two high-profile trials, and we'll tell you where more winter weather is expected this week. Plus, what's being done about a global shortage of maple syrup, a Broadway legend remembered. And we're talking celebrations for Hanukkah and deals for Cyber Monday. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A new variant of COVID-19 has the attention of health experts all around the world. The variant is called Omicron, and the World Health Organization says it's a variant of concern. That's the WHO's most serious category. There is no definite proof the variant is more deadly or more contagious than other strains already circulating. But the WHO says Omicron does have some genetic mutations that could help it spread quickly, maybe even among vaccinated people. For now, scientists say it's likely the vaccines on the market will work against it, but several vaccine makers say they're studying this variant now to make sure and to see if more boosters might be necessary. The variant first popped up in South Africa, where just 25% of the population is vaccinated. Then it quickly spread to several other countries in Africa, Europe, Asia, Australia, and North America. It has not yet been detected in the United States, but the White House's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says it's inevitable. There will be confirmed cases here at some point. The Biden administration is still trying to put a stop to it, though. Starting today, the U.S. will restrict travel again from South Africa and seven other African countries. Dozens of other governments around the world have already done the same. South Africa has been pretty upset about that, though. Health officials there say it seems like their country is being punished for detecting the variant early and warning the rest of the world before it became dominant. Now they're trying to get countries to reconsider their travel bans. President Biden is expected to give an update today about America's response to this new variant, so stay tuned. Three white men who were accused of killing a black man in a racist attack last year are now convicted murderers. A jury found Travis McMichael, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Now they all face a mandatory sentence of life in prison. These are the men who chased down, shot, and killed Arbery in South Georgia. They told police they thought Arbery was a burglar running from a crime scene. But the prosecution argued the men actually provoked a fight, and there was no evidence Arbery ever committed a crime. The jury sided with the prosecution. Outside the courthouse, dozens of supporters hugged each other, cheered, and cried when they heard the verdict. And Arbery's mother told the crowd her son will now rest in peace. But the McMichaels lawyers say they plan to appeal the verdict since their clients believe they did the right thing and it was a citizen's arrest gone wrong. By the way, this jury was not asked to decide whether racism was the main motivator for the murder, but the McMichaels and Bryan also face federal hate crime charges over that. The federal part of this case is scheduled to go to trial in February. If you've been following the Jeffrey Epstein case, you probably know the name Ghislaine Maxwell. She's the British socialite who was a longtime associate of Epstein, and for years she's been accused of helping lure underage girls for Epstein to sexually abuse. Well, today she's going to trial on several felony charges, and at least four women who say Maxwell preyed upon them when they were underage are planning to testify against her. Maxwell is pleading not guilty, though. Her defense team is expected to argue that she's essentially being tried for Epstein's crimes and that really she was only in charge of managing his properties, not his personal life. Remember, Epstein was supposed to go on trial himself on sex trafficking charges, but he killed himself in a federal detention center more than 2 years ago. This trial is expected to last 6 weeks, and if she's found guilty, Maxwell could face up to 70 years in prison. Several upscale stores around the United States have recently been dealing with a wave of smash-and-grab robberies. Large groups of thieves have been swarming stores, ransacking shelves, and running off. Most of these crimes have happened in California. In fact, California's governor recently signed a law to create a task force to investigate the organized thefts. In Los Angeles, a local news station counted six smash-and-grab heists just on Black Friday. And one recent robbery in California's Bay Area included as many as 90 suspects. Mass robberies were also reported on Black Friday in Chicago and the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Officials think these robberies might be orchestrated by criminals running larger crime networks, and investigators are trying to figure out why so many incidents are happening now. Millions of Americans are in for wintry weather this morning. Snow, wind, and cold temperatures are expected in the northern U.S. from Wisconsin to Maine. Some places like Michigan, Minnesota, and Ohio already saw up to 4 inches of snow over the weekend. A couple inches also fell in parts of the Northeast. Now, today and tomorrow, the snow should be pretty light. We're talking another 1 to 3 inches across most of the northern Midwest and Northeast. Then this storm is expected to move out quickly. But two more winter storm systems are expected to roll into New England this week, bringing below average temperatures and more snow. All right, we have more news coming up, but first a quick break to thank our new sponsor, Rad Power Bikes. When was the last time you got on a bike and actually wanted to go up a steep hill? You can with e-bikes. It's probably why you keep hearing about them. People who use Rad Power Bikes say it's completely transformed everyday life. Here's the best part. Because Rad Power Bikes is North America's largest maker of e-bikes, they have models that can get you biking again, even if it's been a long time. If you're wanting to buy a gift for someone who wants to get out more or just seems to have everything, then hit up radpowerbikes.com and check out their award-winning lineup of e-bikes. They're in stock and ready to ship. That's radpowerbikes.com. It seems there's a global shortage of a breakfast staple, maple syrup. The Canadian Federation that controls most, nearly three quarters, of the world's maple syrup supply is now taking action. It'll release about half of its emergency stockpile. That's about 50 million pounds of maple syrup. The shortage is apparently because of a drop in production due to weather conditions, while at the same time, the pandemic led to even more demand for the syrup as people cooked from home more often. So the Quebec maple syrup producers say they'll not only release half of their reserves, they'll also authorize more production next year in hopes of replenishing the reserves that are being used now. We have a quick note about some popular deodorants being recalled. Procter & Gamble is recalling 18 different Old Spice and Secret aerosol sprays. They have expiration dates through September 2023. The recall is because of a cancer-causing chemical called benzene that was found in some of the products. The CDC says exposure to high levels of benzene can cause cancer like leukemia or more short-term effects like dizziness. P&G is the company behind the brands, and it says the levels of benzene found in the recalled sprays would not likely cause health issues, but that anyone who owns the sprays should stop using them and throw them away. You can also apply for a refund on the Old Spice or Secret websites. The entertainment world is saying goodbye to the man behind some of Broadway's most popular and celebrated shows. Stephen Sondheim died over the weekend at 91 years old. He wrote the lyrics for classics like West Side Story and Gypsy. He also created the music and lyrics for Company, Follies, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods, and many more. In fact, Sondheim is still one of only a handful of composers who wrote the words to his own songs. Last night in Times Square, members of every Broadway musical got together to pay tribute to Sondheim. They all sang Sunday from Sondheim's musical Sunday in the Park with George. Then Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda read a few passages of Sondheim's lyrics to the crowd. Other stars like Hugh Jackman, Barbara Streisand, Bernadette Peters, and many more shared tributes on Twitter. The 2021 Soul Train Awards honored the best in soul, hip-hop, and R&B music, and this year was extra special. For the first time, it was held at the legendary Apollo Theater in New York City. It also celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Soul Train TV show that showcased the best music and popular dances from Black culture. Last night's show included performances from stars like Maxwell, Ashanti, Leon Bridges, and many more. And of course, a lot of people went home with awards. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, who together are known as Silk Sonic, won Song of the Year and Video of the Year for their hit Leave the Door Open. Jasmine Sullivan won for Album of the Year. The prestigious Lady of Soul Award went to Ashanti. And Maxwell was given the Living Legend Award. Two family movies topped the Thanksgiving weekend box office this year. Disney's animated Encanto brought in more than $40 million in North America between Wednesday and Sunday. It's become a holiday tradition for Disney to release a family-friendly movie around Thanksgiving. Sony's Ghostbusters Afterlife came in second place, and House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga, rounded out the top three earners. In fact, House of Gucci had the best opening for a drama in the last 2 years. Overall, the five-day Thanksgiving holiday weekend shows people are returning to theaters, but it still did not come close to reaching pre-pandemic levels in 2019. Today is the first full day of Hanukkah. Yep, it's a little earlier than usual this year. Hanukkah actually started at sundown last night and lasts through Monday, December 6th. The dates are different each year because it's based on the Hebrew calendar, though it usually falls within November or December. And it always lasts 8 nights. It's celebrated by Jewish people around the world and is also known as the Festival of Lights. People traditionally spend the holiday by lighting candles on a menorah. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff spoke at the annual lighting of the National Menorah last night. He's the first Jewish spouse of an American president or vice president. People also celebrate Hanukkah with prayer, traditional food like latkes, games like dreidel, and gift exchanges. So, happy Hanukkah. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today, we're talking about some of the best deals you can get on this Cyber Monday. But first, a discount you can get from one of our longtime sponsors, Ritual. Do you think you're getting all the nutrients you need in your diet? Research shows probably not. That's why I love knowing I'm supporting my health by taking Ritual vitamins every day, which, by the way, have research to back them up. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, for example, was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And Ritual has a vitamin specifically designed for everyone, women, pregnant women, men, and even kids. I trust Ritual enough that I've been taking their vitamins so long that I've needed three different versions of it. I've taken the women's multivitamin, the prenatal vitamin, and now the postnatal vitamin. I love that I can trust the traceable, non-GMO, vegan-friendly ingredients as well. So whichever Ritual vitamin is right for you, try it. Because Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Today is expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Business Insider says Cyber Monday is a particularly great time to shop for technology and gift cards, but it's important to act quickly because inventory, especially this year, may be lower than usual. Still, it could be worth doing some shopping today since the biggest retailers like Target, Walmart, and Amazon say they're offering some of their best deals of the year. Other great sales are available too. For example, Kohl's is offering an extra 20% off all online orders. Home Depot has discounts on tools, grills, and more. Best Buy slashed prices on laptops, headphones, and gaming accessories. Macy's has deals on everything from home goods to clothes. And that's just to name a few options. Tons of other sites are taking part in Cyber Monday this year. Malls and stores already had pretty decent-sized crowds on Black Friday, but they did not see the huge rush for the latest toys and electronics that used to spark stampedes and a lot of fighting on Black Friday. That's probably because online shopping has gotten more common, and a lot of discounts have been spread out over the last few weeks. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.